USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Celebrity chef and writer and globe-trekking TV personality Anthony Bourdain is dead at 61, CNN reporting that the Emmy-winning host of its Parts Unknown program was found dead in a French hotel room of an apparent suicide. He spoke about the lifespan of chefs during a 2013 interview.
Cooking is hard. It's really hard. It breaks you down. Chefs used to, lifespan used to be into the 30s, was 37 years old. It is now about 57. Why do we demand or insist or expect chefs to die behind the stove, broken-ass, flat-footed, varicose veined at 57? Why do we hold chefs to a higher standard than Keith Richards or Iggy? Or anyone else who's incredibly cool and changed the world.
Again, Anthony Bourdain was 61, and this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
President Trump has just left the White House, heading now north of the border to attend the G7 Economic Summit in Quebec, where he's expected to get a cold shoulder from a lot of the other leaders. America's trading partners displeased with Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is downplaying the controversy. He's calling it a family quarrel. Meanwhile, President Trump says yesterday that he didn't think he had to prepare too much for his summit with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader. Trump tweeting, "It's about attitude and the willingness to get things done." Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says, in fact, Trump has been prepping for the summit next Tuesday.
"I can tell you he is very capable of articulating the things that he is prepared to do, present clearly the challenges that we all have to overcome. It's why the two leaders are meeting. It's the opportunity to lay those out."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
a former U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee staffer is under arrest in connection with an investigation into improper leaks. James Wolf was charged with giving sensitive material from the committee to reporters and repeatedly lying to the FBI about contacts with the media. News of Wolf's arrest coming after a New York Times report claiming the Justice Department seized email and phone records from Times reporter Ollie Watkins, who previously had a relationship with Wolf. The Justice Department has aimed to crack down on leaks ever since President Trump took office. The Trump administration is not going to defend Obamacare from the latest legal challenge over its constitutionality. The Justice Department saying yesterday that since President Trump signed a tax law that eliminated penalties for not having health insurance, that part of the act is unconstitutional. The DOJ said that also voids other parts of Obamacare. A group of 20 Republican-led states sued the federal government claiming that without the individual mandate, Obamacare was unlawful. And the scientific community is reacting to NASA's announcement yesterday that the Mars Curiosity rover found what's being called the building blocks for life on the red planet and the methane in the planet's atmosphere. The rover found organic matter that is over 3 billion years old. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.